Deutsche Welle. Learning by ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Welcome to Learning by Ear and Episode 3 of our new 10-part radio drama series, An Angel in Everyone, in which we trace the lives of four teenagers and the early sexual encounters. Angela is 7 months pregnant and has told no one at school. Now she's left alone with so many unanswered questions. Annie comes round to Angela's house to find out why she was sick in the class. Let's join them in the next episode of An Angel in Everyone.
Hello, is anyone home?
Come in, Annie.
Here, give me a hug, girlfriend. Is your ma home?
No, she's coming soon.
Stop working, Angela. Sit down. You've been crying. I was worried yesterday when you left class like that. Are you ill?
I'm not ill, Annie. I'm pregnant.
What? Angela, you? I don't believe it. Are you sure? How?
This shirt has just been covering it. See?
Oh my goodness, Angela. Who? How? You never got out, and I've never seen you at a party.
My cousins invited me at the neighbor's. Oh, Annie, why me? I never slept with anyone before, or since, just that once. I could die. Ma is furious. She phoned Uncle Billy to tell him to tell Pinto.
Pinto?
The nickname of the boy next door. I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, hello, Ma Celebi. I was just leaving.
Bye, girlfriend. Keep your chin up. We'll talk later.
Bye, Miss Celebi.
Angela, stop crying. Your boyfriend has a duty. He has to be responsible for you. You're not staying under my roof. As soon as my brother calls back with his number and address, you'll pack your bags and go.
Ma!
What? I can't hear.
Ma, please turn down the TV.
What? I can't hear. I'm watching TV.
I'm going to go clean Gogo Nati's house.
There's no need to shout. I'm not deaf. Where are you off to anyway?
To Gogo Nati's house to do some cleaning.
It's a bit late, isn't it?
Well, it won't take long.
Oh, it's 6:30. It's starting. You go off or go off. I don't want to miss the beginning.
And then I'm going to Angela's to play some music.
Shh, now.
Bye, Ma. Jet, it's me.
Okay. Just coming. I just got back from the building site in town.
Why is it so dark in here?
I thought we'd like a bit of atmosphere. Here, I will light a lamp. How's that? Hey, why the long face?
My mom doesn't care. All she cares about is her evening soapies.
Good. Then we can have more fun.
Aren't I more important than her TV? She doesn't care where I am or what I do.
Look, I care. Want to know how?
How?
I saved up my laundry for you to do. You always do such a good job. And then you'll be able to buy yourself something pretty with the money, won't you? The water is really hot on the stove, so cheer up for God's sake.
Okay.
Come. The bed is still warm. There's plenty of time. Come. Come here. Come. You want contraceptives, aren't you?
Yes, you know I am.
Just checking.
And then I must go over to Angela's house, because she's my alibi. And now, would you like to hear something else?
That was lovely. Thanks for coming.
It was hard pulling myself away from Jet, but hey, you're more important.
Annie, what's going to happen to me?
Well, first of all, you're going to have a baby, and we'll all help you.
Ma won't. She hates me. She's sending me away.
No, Angela, she doesn't hate you. She's just angry. She'll come around. Listen, give me your hand. Oh, poor darling, you're so cold. I think you need to tell me the full story. All I know is that you went to a party with Layla and Mo, and now this Pinto. What happened, eh? It'll help if you talk.
Well, it was Saturday last September. Ma wanted to visit a friend and didn't want to leave me on my own. She never trusts me. That's the problem. She has never trusted me. It was a party. We had a few drinks. We met these guys, Steve and Pinto. They were so cute. Pinto did all the talking.
Hey, girls, how you doing?
Just fine.
Here, have another. There's a party in the house opposite.
But I thought you lived here.
I do. Steve's house is over there. He's got food and great music. Come on, be nice.
There's no party here.
We'll go back, Angie. Are you coming?
No, she's not.
No, not just yet, Layla. I'll join you later.
Come, sit here. What is your name?
You weren't safe, Angela, especially not with the booze inside you. It blurs your senses.
I felt very safe, warm in his arms. I was happy. I was so happy. I wanted to stay forever. It was my first time, and Pinto was nice. It was so different to what I had expected. Ma always made it sound horrible and dirty, but then she has never explained anything properly.
My mom hasn't either. They just think we know from watching TV and movies. But hey, I only found out by doing. And I was lucky, though. It must have been the wrong time of the month. And when he heard I wasn't on contraceptives, he insisted I go to the clinic and get sorted. And since then, I go for my regular injections and I'm safe.
Who was he?
Oh, just Spike, the boy from the taxi rank.
I'm glad school break started. I've got to get up early and go to the clinic tomorrow.
Oh. Well, I suppose you need regular checkups now.
That too. No, the doctor gave me a blood test.
A blood test?
Yes. He said something I didn't really understand. He took some blood. He said it's an HIV test. I get the result tomorrow. Annie, I'm so scared. What does it mean? Am I going to die?
No, of course not. Shh. I'll go with you. We'll find out together. Shh, don't worry now, honey. Come on, don't worry.
An Angel in Everyone was written by Romy Singh. And that's all from Learning by Ear for today. Please join us again next time and find out, is Anne's sugar daddy so sweet after all? Also, can her friend Jamila help Angela as she struggles to understand what an HIV test result really means? Remember, if you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, please visit our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.